Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I have been asked to fill in for Judge Conklin, who is not available this morning for this particular meeting. Thank you very much. I don't suspect this particular call will run the entire length of time. Historically, we are able to get through this very quickly. But before we go any further, I want to make sure that we have a chance to take roll. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, Kuchal, I'd appreciate that.
I'm here.
Thank you. Judge Larsh.
Present.
Judge Zahner.
Here.
Ms. Bartleson.
Here.
Mr. Finke.
Here.
Mr. Landry.
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Levere.
Here.
Mr. Rule.
Here.
Mr. Taylor.
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki.
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We absolutely have a quorum and only are without our chair, Judge Conklin. But so I think we can go ahead and get started. I want to start by reminding everyone that this meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Members of the public can join the call via a listen-only code permitting them to join and leave at any time without notice or interruption. Please identify yourselves prior to speaking for the benefit of all participating and listening to the meeting, and place your phones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise. Please do not place us on hold at any time during the meeting to avoid distractions caused by on-hold music. So with that, we can proceed by asking if everyone has read the meeting minutes, and if anyone is so inclined, please make a motion to approve them.
This is Judge Gabe. I can move to approve.
Judge Gabe has moved. Is there a second?
Second, Judge Larsh.
Judge Larsh has seconded. Any further discussion? Is there anybody, following Judge Conklin's approach, is there anybody who is voting against the approval of the minutes or who is abstaining?
Bartleson abstains. I was not in attendance.
Okay. With that notation, I will deem the meetings approved. All right. For this particular meeting, we did not receive any written comment, and we do have one item for discussion on the agenda. It relates specifically to requests that have been submitted for funds to be held on behalf of various courts. Court staff have been invited to today's meeting and may be available to assist with any of the questions. Those courts that have joined are not obligated to make a presentation, but there may be some questions that might come up from members of the subcommittee. So with that, the total amended requests that have been submitted is $4.6 million. Customarily what we do is we take each of the items one by one and see if there are any questions or whatnot and give the opportunity to the courts, of course, to provide any commentary. So the first item on the agenda relates to the Colusa Superior Court. Is there somebody from Colusa that has joined the call?
Yes, we are here.
Okay, great. And who's speaking?
Jennifer Tan, court analyst.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So their request is located on page 9 of the agenda. Are there any questions or requests to delve into that particular item any further? Okay. Hearing none, would somebody like to make a motion on that particular item?
As submitted.
A rule second.
Motion is made by Kim Bartleson and seconded by Chris Rule. Any further discussion? All right. Is there anybody on the committee that votes in opposition to the motion that was made and seconded? Are there any nays or abstentions? Not having heard any opposition or nays, or rather opposition, I will deem this particular item approved by the subcommittee. Thank you very much for joining those members from Colusa.
Thank you.
We will take the second item, which is item number two, which is from the King's Superior Court. That item is listed in attachment three, which is on page 13. Is there a representative from King's?
Yes, this is Nikona Sobolewski, the CEO.
Nikona, good morning.
Good morning.
So I trust everyone has had an opportunity to review the material. Is there a request to ask any questions on this particular item? Not hearing any. Would somebody like to make a motion as it relates to King's request?
This is Judge Larsh. I'd make a motion that we approve.
Judge Larsh made a motion to approve. I didn't quite catch the second.
Bartleson.
Kim Bartleson seconds that Judge Larsh's motion. Is there any further discussion? It's been moved and seconded. Is there anybody in opposition to this request? In any abstentions? Not hearing any, I will consider this item approved. Thank you very much, Nikona, for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, the third item that we have comes from the Mono Superior Court. It's an amount that totals $105,000 relating to the CMS project. Is there anybody from Mono who has joined the call?
Good morning. This is Tammy LaFrambois, the fiscal director.
Welcome and thank you very much. So I trust, again, on this item, everyone has read the request that's been submitted. Is there any additional discussion?
Rule moves approval.
Thank you very much, Chris Rule, for moving approval of this item. Is there a second?
Bartleson seconds.
Kim Bartleson has seconded this motion. Any further discussion? Not hearing a request. Is there anybody who is in opposition of the motion that and seconded that has been made? Not hearing any. Is there anybody in opposition? Any abstentions? Not hearing any. At this point, I would deem this item approved by the subcommittee. Thank you so much for joining us today, representatives from Mono.
Thank you.
The fourth item comes to us. It's from the Sacramento Superior Court. It relates to funds amounting to $1.2 million that would be place in a trial court trust fund. Is there a representative from Sacramento?
Yes, this is Chris Stewart, Chief Financial Officer.
Mr. Stewart, thank you very much for joining us today. Is there any additional request to ask Sacramento any questions on this item? Not hearing a request, would somebody like to make a motion as it relates to this item?
Larsh, make the motion to approve.
Ms. Larsh has made a motion to approve this item as recommended. Is there a second?
Bartleson seconds.
Thank you very much, Ms. Bartleson, for seconding. Any further discussion? No further discussion. Is there anybody in opposition to this particular item? Any abstentions? I will deem this item unanimously approved. And the fifth item is located on page 64, attachment number 6. It's there are two requests that have been submitted by San Mateo. Is there somebody from San Mateo who's joined the call? I don't hear anybody, but of course that's not required. Now we have two items that have been presented. We can either take them individually or we can take them together, but I will defer to the subcommittee.
I think we should take them together, David, because it's the building, the two new courtrooms, and just the fixtures and furniture that go with that.
Very good. Thank you very much, Judge Larsh. So we are going to take items 5 and 6 together, and I would entertain a motion on these two items.
I'd make the motion, Judge Larsh.
Judge Larsh has made a motion to approve items number 5 and 6 from San Mateo. Is there a second?
Rule second.
Chris Rule has seconded that motion. Is there further discussion? Not hearing any. Is there anybody in opposition or abstaining from this particular item? Not hearing a response. I will consider these items approved by the subcommittee. Thank you very much. The last item that we have on the agenda is item number 7. It is a request from Sutter Superior Court, and it's a, really an administrative adjustment, it seems, of $151. Is there anybody from Sutter joining us today?
Good morning. This is Joe Azevedo, CFO.
Joe, thank you very much for joining us today. Are there any questions from anybody, any of the committee members? Not hearing any. Would somebody like to make a motion on this particular item?
Bartleson moves for approval.
Thank you very much, Ms. Bartleson. Kim Bartleson has made a motion to approve item number 7. Is there a second?
Gabe seconds.
Judge Gabe is seconding the motion on item number 7. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any. Is there anybody in opposition to the motion that's been made and seconded? Any abstentions? Not hearing any. I would deem this particular item approved as well. As everyone knows, this process is extremely well coordinated by the staff from the Judicial Council, and I appreciate that. It certainly makes the decision the decision process very expedited, so I want to make sure everybody recognized that the expediency in which these items have been heard is not a reflection of the importance of them in any way, shape, or form. I thank everybody for participating today. Is there anything else for the good of the order? All right, not hearing any. Our next FPS meeting is scheduled for September 1, 2022, and I'm sure we'll be hearing from you shortly. So thank you very much. I will deem this meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.